Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We're on TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Produced and our contributor, Dominic Jimenez in San Francisco. We head towards the Big Apple this weekend. Caitlin Clark, part two. Part one was a stink bomb last night, folks. Let's not mince words. And as Dom called it, a Westbrook, a double-double. Yeah, 20 points, and she looked horrible doing it in 10 turnovers. MSN still got her at 9 turnovers. It was 10. Listen, I'm not going to kill her. She's given us nothing but ratings goal. I will say this. This would be a nice night for Mr. Brock Hines. The WNBA last night, Connecticut Sun, Indiana Fever, my bad, beat the National Hockey League in the TV ratings last night by a comfortable margin by standards. I mean, 2.2 million to under 2 million. So that's pretty substantial. And that's ESPN2 where they parked the WNBA last night. Over the mothership, ESPN for the puck. How about that? All right, this stuff all right. If you want to know the truth, it pales in comparison to the NFL schedule release. I said it on my blog today at mouthofthemidwest.com. I can't get into it. It's not a great TV event. It's not the draft. I'm not going to sit there and watch the NFL Network unveil a TV schedule. Once it comes out, then I jump online. I can decipher it in 10 minutes. I can cut it out of the newspaper tomorrow, put it on the refrigerator in about 10 seconds. And then I tuck away a couple copies of it. And then I go to the beach in the summertime with a highlighter and I sit down and go through the schedule. All right. Simple. This idea sitting around for 3 hours tonight with a bunch of talking heads projecting games. I'm out. I can't do it. So have fun with that, right? I'd rather watch really the Honeymooners in black and white than watch the NFL schedule release. That's just me. I will say Netflix, here we go with the streaming. I hate it. The Amazon Prime Thursday night games, they're a disaster. The camera freezes. I mean, your screen freezes. All sorts of technical snafus, lousy games. Netflix going to do a couple on Christmas, so away we go. And what do you know, Chiefs and Ravens. We'll come back, though. We'll start it off with baseball. A lot to get to as we roll along here on Sports Byline. Get with the program, walk it play like a slow jam. This ain't regular, I ain't nothing that you settle for, no.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here, and just a couple programming notes. PGA Championship tees off as Wednesday into a Thursday here on Overnight Valhalla. We've got some good golf stories. Across the state, their amateur tournaments are underway in Iowa, Illinois, California, Arizona, Oregon. Nate McCoy, a nice story. Do you remember this name, Nate McCoy, and his dad, Mike McCoy, from about 11 years ago. We'll do that coming up, a little golf update. But I want to get him in here, and I'm very excited about this guest. I really am. Dan Schlossberg, is on the line. And Dan, I am so glad, you are coming on and that you wrote the book. And what stuns me at the outset is it's been five decades, a half a century, 50 years. My God, you know, they say life goes quick. Enjoy it. Wow. Oh, wow. Congratulations on the book. April 8th, 2024. Dan, was the 50th anniversary of the modern day, I guess, shot heard around the world. When Aaron broke Babe Ruth's longstanding, seemingly unreachable mark of career home run 714, but he did it. And I want to say on a Monday night, if I'm not mistaken, welcome aboard, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yes, indeed, it was a Monday night.
Yeah, Monday Night Baseball, that was a big deal. I'll never forget it. Now, before we get into your book, and it's just so solid, excellent job, a absolute must-read, but here's where I want to go with you. When you watched that home run, a replay, if you watched it live like I did on ABC that night, I want to say Gowdy had the call, but maybe not. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But this I do remember. Certain parts of watching the footage of that home run, I want to ask you, have you looked at that footage? And if so, obviously you have. What sticks out about it to you? Let's hear.
Well, number one, it was not a long home run. It was a typical Hank Aaron home run. It went into the Braves bullpen where it was caught by Tom House, a relief pitcher nobody ever heard of, but he went on to have his greatest year of his career. He must have caught some pixie dust with that ball. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, it's funny. You mentioned Tom House. He later toiled with Seattle, Boston. You know, it's Tom House to this day. I think he's still with us. Maybe not. But he was asked for years and years and years. The only thing he could have done, I mean, he could have had a Hall of Fame career, but really he was upstaged by catching that ball in the bullpen in a place called the launching pad, and he didn't launch it. It was a typical Aaron home run. It was just a kind of a routine touch them all. But the other thing is it's now MasterCard, but that Bank AmeriCard ad just jumps off the page. They couldn't have asked for a better commercial. But let's get to Aaron. Let's get to this book. And what motivated you to do this book on this home run and the life and times of Hank Aaron? Let's hear.
Well, I've been a Braves fan since 1957 when the Milwaukee Braves beat the Yankees in the World Series. All my friends rooted for the Yankees. I live in northern New Jersey. The Dodgers and Giants were going to California, and I figured the Milwaukee Braves were the best team since I beat the Yankees. I was 9 years old, and I stuck with them ever since.
That's interesting. You know, Aaron, this was a record that he didn't really enjoy breaking. I mean, seriously, this was a really, really trying time in his life leading up to and including the night that he broke the record. Let's talk about that because it's featured prominently in the book.
Very true. I mean, he said it was a relief to break the record, but wasn't necessarily a joy, especially when he was approaching the record and got tons and tons of hate mail from bigots all across the country who didn't want to see a black man break a celebrated record held for so many years by a white man. You know, when Babe Ruth went for the record and hit all those home runs, he didn't have that pressure at all. He was just hitting home run after home run. Hank Aaron faced an incredible obstacle, many obstacles, and finally did break the record just by being Mr. Consistency. Never hit more than 47 in a season. He was consistent year after year after year. The only year he was ever on the IL was his first year when he broke his leg.
Yeah. You know, when you look at his career, and obviously, you know, the 50th anniversary of the home run, again, it just boggles my mind. He had a lot of individual accomplishments, but team-wise, at the end of his career, at the end of his life, do you think he looks back and says, man, I just didn't achieve all that I wanted to, just in terms of being, despite a prolific individual baseball player, he was a great teammate, too. So was he kind of left kind of disappointed with his career? Would you go that far, Dan, or no?
No, I would not say he was disappointed. He did say his one regret was not being a switch hitter, which was an interesting comment. He just figured he could have so many more hits as a left-handed batter and probably a lot more stolen bases. He was only the third guy, by the way, who ever had a 30-30 season in the major leagues.
All right, in the advance on the book, find out what home run Aaron considered to be his greatest. I don't recall. I really don't.
It's pretty obvious to me. He won the pennant with a home run against Billy Moffitt of the Cardinals in 1957. It was the only home run that Moffitt gave up that year. It won the pennant, the first pennant for the Milwaukee Braves, and they went on to win the World Series. So that's got to be the biggie.
Yeah. We're talking to Dan Schlossberg, outstanding book, Babe Ruth, author of Home Run King, The Remarkable Record of Hank Aaron. A lot of tragedy in his life, and I didn't realize some of this. I didn't know he had a brother-in-law that was a GM. We knew about his brother, Tommy, but again, bigotry and untimely death of a child, a nasty divorce. Like so many public figures, there was a dark side to Hank's life, Dan.
There was, and consider the fact that even when he was a boy, he had to hide under his bed one day because the KKK marched down the street in Mobile, Alabama, where the Aaron home was, and Aaron and his siblings hid under the bed at his mother's direction. They were afraid. So that stuck with him for a long, long time. And he really learned, like Martin Luther King Jr., to turn the other cheek and to just take all this abuse and not react to it. He reacted internally, but not externally. He was a humble, introverted, modest guy, but he did pick up Jackie Robinson's torch and run with it.
Yeah. Dan Schlossberg with us again, the book on Hank Aaron, 50 years since he broke the record, a career, and so many other impacts on society, the great Hammer and Hank Aaron. What if he had played in New York? What if he had played in Chicago, L.A.? He played in Milwaukee and Atlanta.
Milwaukee was a really small market team and not a great stadium conducive to home run hitters either. And he played more years in Milwaukee than Atlanta. Few people realize that. So you're right. He didn't play in the major markets. Had he played where Willie Mays played, for example, or Mickey Mantle or the Duke, it would have been quite different for Hank Aaron. He labored in obscurity for most of his career until he approached Babe Ruth's record. Then all of a sudden people woke up and said, hey, this guy's not bad after all.
Yeah, he had bookend career in Milwaukee, right? He became a Milwaukee Brave, became an Atlanta Brave, and then a Seattle Pilot turned into the Milwaukee Brewers, I think, and then he went back to Milwaukee. So it was bookends in the Brew City, was it not?
Yes. He and Willie Mays both started their careers in the same city, that they ended them in, but with different teams, because it was the Milwaukee Brewers at the end of Aaron's career and the Milwaukee Braves at the beginning, and with Willie Mays, New York Giants, and then the New York Mets.
What part of Hank Aaron, other than the baseball player, would he have excelled in? I think I know one, and I'm dead serious when I say this. I think he would have been a phenomenal United States congressman or even something bigger. How about you?
I definitely agree with that. In fact, four Democratic presidents credited Hank Aaron's campaigning for them with getting them elected. They were Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. They all said Hank Aaron's campaigning for them put them over the top. And I don't doubt it for a minute. Hank Aaron went to Wisconsin. He went to Michigan. He went to Pennsylvania. He really helped in the campaigns of these guys because he believed in them.
All right, one final thing, and then we'll plug the book one more time because it's on my bookshelf, and it will remain there and continue to read it. Outstanding work, Dan Schlossberg, on this great book about Hammer and Hank's life and, of course, the 50th anniversary of his prolific home run to, at the time, surpass Babe Ruth. He never hit for the cycle in his career. When I saw that, I'm like, wait a second. He never did. We only got about a minute, so just wrap up on that. That stunned me. That stunned me when I saw that.
Never hit for the cycle, never won a triple crown either, although he won all three legs of the triple crown, just not simultaneously. So, you know, there were a few little disappointments, nothing major.
Dan, congratulations on a great book. We appreciate it. We'll continue to promote it and enjoy it. Thank you so much, and all the best to you, all right?
Thanks so much, Marty. I enjoy you.
I appreciate you. Dan Schlossberg, outstanding book. Home Run King, the remarkable record of Hank Aaron. Coming back. Don't go away.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, sports overnight, America, talking the world of sports. Our golf updates here provided by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. PGA Championship tees off on a Thursday. Valhalla. McIlroy comes in off a high as our golf segment gets underway here. McIlroy comes in off a high, having won his fourth Wells Fargo in Charlotte, which is a course very, I don't want to say similar to Augusta, but there's it's got a knockoff feel to it. So I'm told. I have not been there, but people in the Charlotte area have told us, yeah, there's a little bit of an Augusta feel to it. So, but McIlroy really just had a huge weekend. It just absolutely destroyed Xander Schauffele and any other comers on at Wells Fargo. So great job out of him. Amid the news that he showed up in Louisville with his handlers, his agent, to announce that he and his wife were divorcing. He had filed divorce from his wife. So McIlroy, 7 years. Remember Wozniak, the tennis, Carolyn Wozniacki, the tennis player, romantically together for a long time, seemingly a long time. And then that went south. And then, you know, she ended up getting married. There was a lot of strife and some friction there. This gal who he was married, or, you know, is still legally married to, is a, from what I'm told, a very nice person, Chicago, suburban Chicago, North Shore, Chicago, a pretty well-to-do family. But McIlroy, it goes to show you golfers how they concentrate. I mean, serious. Even go back to some of Tiger's stuff. Now, Tiger had some rounds that we were like scratching our head going, what's up with Tiger? Whoa. And what that boiled down to was, you know, the alcohol, the painkillers, and all the other stuff that he and the multiple, the duplicity, the multiple liaisons that Tiger had engaged in. But listen, McIlroy put the blinders on undoubtedly this weekend and stayed focused. And sometimes guys can fuel that a situation like that can make a guy crumble. Or it can make a guy just absolutely become laser focused. And it's got to take a level of concentration. I would never have it. I mean, you know, I get a parking ticket, my day's destroyed. All right. I mean, how difficult was I to deal with yesterday? Wow. But he won't make it about me. All right. So there you go with McIlroy. I'm looking forward to this tournament. Valhalla is a great track. Remember, who was the guy that beat Tiger there at Valhalla? We had this situation in Minnesota. I'll never forget that. I think Tiger got the win there, though. But at Valhalla, was it the May guy? Was it Bob May? I think it was Bob May, an unheralded Bob May. And I remember about 22, 23 years ago, I covered Bob May, believe it or not, because he was American. And I was at the Victor Chandler British Masters over in Woburn, England. And who won it? Or was the defending champion there? Was Bob May. I think it was Bob May at Valhalla. And I should have prepped, but I was working on that book interview and all that other stuff. So I'll even cut myself a little smidgen of slack there. I want to say Bob May defeated Tiger at Valhalla. I'll cross-check that. And what do they call it on CNN? Fact-checked. We will fact-check it. So away we go. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to, you know, we're still a month out, U.S. Open. It's going to be at Pinehurst number 2, speaking of North Carolina. But I referred to this, and this is a program we've always prided ourselves on, reaching out. My love for golf, my love, really, a late comer on with the European Premier League soccer and some of the other sports that a lot of the major networks just don't give them their due. I mean, that's just my opinion. That's my own observation. But, you know, we reach out, and these amateur tournaments statewide, you know, Iowa's underway. I want a few notes to pass along on that. Out west, these amateurs, of course, the big ones are the mid-amateur, and we go back 20, 2013 Country Club of Birmingham, there was a guy and a friend of our local program, and then spilled over to Sports Byline, as we've had a couple of iterations of my being on this network. And thankfully, we have a home now. But that was Mike McCoy from West Des Moines, Iowa, who beat 36-year-old Bill Williamson of Cincinnati, blew him out, 8-6 down in Birmingham. And then, of course, then you punched your ticket to the Masters. So McCoy went, and then his little toddler at the time, not toddler, a young kid, not even close to a toddler, probably a teenager, for crying out loud. But Nate McCoy caddied for his dad in the par three tournament. I don't think he caddied for him when he teed it up, and I don't think Mike made the cut that year. I'd have to look that up. But the fact of the matter is, three-hole playoff. Let's see. Three-hole playoff, Bob May. Is that right, Dominic? Jump on, Mike. You can. Please.
Tiger beat Bob May in a three-hole playoff.
Oh,
so Tiger
beat May. Okay. All right. Good job on the fact. In a three-hole playoff at Valhalla, right?
Correct. I think you missed the first message I sent you said Tiger beat May that year at Valhalla.
Okay. Yeah, I missed that because I had my screen down. And you know what I got to do? You know what I got to do, Dom, right? I got to put that little chat up on my screen. And there it is. Yes, I see it now. Thank you very much. So anyhow, I digress. So anyways, I don't think Mike McCoy made the cut. But anyways, Nate McCoy today fired a 4-under-68. Excuse me, at the Iowa mid-amateur. So there you go. -468, Boz Landon in Pella, Iowa, tulip country. So great job out of Nate McCoy. He is one shot ahead of Trent Linderman, and away we go. So I want to give these regional and these state amateur tournaments plugs. So if you're out there and you're part of a state, a golf association or PGA related club professional events, send them to me. All you got to do, go to mouthofthemidwest.com or through Sports Byline, reach out to Marty Terrell. I've learned more. I'm serious. I've learned more about golf, getting down into the trenches with these regional tournaments, these qualifiers, and ultimately the mid amateurs and the United States Amateur, which are all sanctioned by the United States Golf Association, which so too is the mid-amateur. I love it. And even on the distaff side of things, the women's tournaments are outstanding. So any of those, feel free to send along a note. And then we just like today, we just got on the phone to Boz Landon. I want to thank Maggie out there in Pella. She was very accommodating. Alongside was an official from the State Golf Association there that gave us all the details. So there you go. And a special shout out to Brian Verdine. I had high hopes for him in that senior division. He is +6 through 14. And our buddy Randy Byrne and the great folks at the Vanguard Utility Partners. And Brian Verdine now 6 over through 15. So a little shameless plug on there for him. All right. Just in terms of the PGA, look, Schauffele's playing great. McIlroy's great. It's great. Listen, I'm saying great a lot, but I think it is great that Tiger Woods is teeing it up. We know what we're going to get, right? We know what we're going to get. Or at least we think we know what we're going to get out of Tiger. And that is not Tiger. He's, what, 48? We're going to hear, when they say when Tiger Woods swings back in the day, you could really hear his swing. You could hear it. It was just that whiplash, that contact. Well, now they're saying you can still hear Tiger swing, and it's his rickety body. What's he had in his life? 15, 20 surgeries, knee, back. I mean, he is really the car accident just 4 years ago. It's just not the same guy. Except at the same time, I've already signed on to this idea that Tiger playing right now is a farewell tour to the big tour. Tiger's not going to mess around on the Champions Tour, folks. It's not happening. And anybody thinks, oh boy, you know, winning the United States Senior Champions Tour event is going to give Tiger a buzz is cuckoo. It's not happening. Tiger is, I think, very close. This might be it. And that's why I hold, at least in my own crazy world, I hold dear to every one of these major appearances. Augusta this year, PGA this weekend at Valhalla, where, again, beat Bob May in a three-hole playoff. The U.S. Open, Pinehurst, and then the Open Championship over Royal – I'm not sure. I don't think it's Royal Liverpool. I'll have to look. But, you know, listen, this could be the farewell tour because he's not going to do one. He's not going to announce one in advance. So my antenna goes up saying he's not saying it's a farewell tour. It's probably a farewell tour because when he goes – he's going to go like Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders went prematurely, but when he went, he meant it. Tiger's not going to sit there and fart around. And golfers pretty much, when golfers retire, golfers retire. They're not like boxers. They're not like these football players who just can't, you know, who retire and then unretire and they just can't let go. And Brady might be the next one to go down that road. The fact of the matter is when Tiger goes, like most golfers, but especially him, when he's gone, he's gone. And he's not going to mess around on any Champions Tour. He's going to design courses. He's got this, you know, the simulated golf enterprise that he's involved with, that golf league. He'll probably be that, you know, that golf league commissioner of some sort, or at least some high-ranking, pretty much a figurehead of that. He's going to have so many business interests, he's not going to have time for this other stuff. So away we go. All right, there's our golf report brought to you by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly at AmericanPremiumVodka.com. I'm Marty Terrell. Wednesday into a Thursday, coming back with Dom. Lots to talk about. Caitlin Clark. Ugh. We'll get to it coming up.
It's such a shame. It's such a shame. You already know it. I'm expressing all my pain. You know I'm a poet. When you're sleeping through the night, I know you're the coldest. How you say heat your body?
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, well, maybe this theme song right here, the music playing right now, Brian Ferry, Don't Stop the Dance from Roxy Music. That was Caitlin Clark, right? Don't stop the college dance because the pro dance is underway, and it was a waltz. In fact, it was a snoozer. She played terrible last night, folks. There's no way to sugarcoat it. If we're gonna emblazon and blow up her accomplishments, we gotta balance it out and just be realistic. And listen, she knows. What was disturbing to me was the reaction to her teammate, Boston, walking into the locker room, which was weird. Her yelling at her coach. Two quick fouls threw her off her game. Listen, if Caitlin Clark's got a weakness, it's a mental weakness. If she gets foul trouble or if she gets annoyed early in a game, she's off her game. She's easily – and I'll tell you, players and coaches are going to pick up on that. They're going to do it. They're going to, you know, the old spit in their drink. And she's the talk of the party and a lot of resentment, a lot of jealousy. But that wasn't a factor last night. You know what it was? It was DeJounte Carrington, the former Baylor star, who flat out just played her physical defense. And then Carrington had a heck of an offensive game, which frustrated Caitlin. But Caitlin, you know, the passes weren't crisp. She had a nice little back-to-back in the lane or behind-the-back pass with an assist in the lane. But a Westbrook, as Dom said. Dom, you called this. In fairness, you said, look, slow down on Caitlin. It's going to be a work in progress. I give you full props. Give me what you saw. You're not surprised at all. Let's hear your take. Caitlin Clark, and then obviously tomorrow night they're going to play. That's going to put the Pacers-Knicks into Friday in Indianapolis, and then she'll wheel back Caitlin Clark and the Fever. Tomorrow night's opponent will be the Liberty, and then again on Saturday. So next couple days, give me your take on Caitlin, what you saw last night, what you see coming, what you foresee coming down the pike here. Let's hear.
Yeah, so, excuse me, the first thing was take aside everything I've been saying about Caitlin Clark. They played the Connecticut Sun, who were in the finals two, 3 years ago and have been one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference over the last 5 years. So that's A. She was going to have a tough matchup, just who her opponent was in that given game for her debut. And then two, I saw a lot of what I was expecting, where the speed and the talent of the opposition got to her. And this is not a knock on Caitlin Clark. She's going to learn. She's going to have to learn. If she doesn't adapt and progress as she goes through the season, then the bubble might be popping. But she seems to be an elite competitor, athlete, student of the game. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she will learn. But all of those kind of regular plays where she drives into the lane and she either floats it or pulls up for a jumper or kicks it out to the corner for a three. Well, here's the thing, Marty. She's not playing the future bank tellers of America anymore. She's playing professional basketball players. And that's not a knock on bank tellers. I'm just, you know, she's playing people who are probably, a lot of them, never going to play professionally at the next level and are going to join us in America or wherever they're from, Canada, other countries, and go be a normal person and have a regular 9-to-5 type job is what I'm getting at. But she drives, and the speed and ability in which especially the Connecticut Sun, you mentioned DeJounte Carrington, Alyssa mm-hmm. Thomas, one of the best defenders in the league also, the way that they can pop their hand in and get a hand on the ball, I'm pretty sure Caitlin Clark has never experienced that in her playing career yet. People easily disrupting her play. It's something I sure didn't see it at Iowa. I definitely did, where just the you know, you, it's so much in the NBA, they get a lot of reach in fouls on these type of plays. Caitlin Clark was getting stripped and getting passes deflected, and that's where a lot of those turnovers stemmed from. She had a couple really nice threes. She also missed a handful of shots that you saw her hit all the time in college. So there were moments where it's like, all right, I think she's going to be fine. A lot of moments where this is definitely her first game, and she's playing a good team. Indiana was the worst team in the league last year. Let's not forget about that either. But, yeah, there were a lot of takeaways, both negative and positive, for her debut.
All right, Dom, tell me this. What about her attitude? What about her mannerisms? She was on the officials right away. She got two quick fouls. They were both legit. I mean, they were. And, again, we saw that, I hate to say it, kind of the whining here a little bit. So what about her attitude? And I think she's revealing herself to more of this, because I think anything that an opponent could do to get her off her game, she's showing a pattern of being easily put off and easily distracted. How about that? Let's hear.
Yeah, we see it in the men's game all the time. Teams trying to get under the skin of guys like Draymond and Luka Doncic. That's actually might be the best comparison in terms of play and general on-court demeanor, where Luka gets irritated a lot, thinks he gets fouled on every play. Don't get me wrong, he's a generational player, just like Caitlin Clark, but you're not getting fouled every single play. You need to dial it back, and part of the opponent's game plan is to just bump him, grab him, poke him, do everything to just, like you said, throw him off his game. And I think, and I highlighted this, and I was like, one of the biggest wake-up moments I think possible for her was her dad yelling at her, telling her to shut up late in the NCAA tournament. And it's going to be different, because now she's playing with professionals. Is she a great player? She can be in the WNBA, absolutely. Obviously not there yet, one game in. But she's playing with professionals now. It's one thing to scream when Hannah Stolke bobbles a pass, because, again, that's not fair to Stolke, but Caitlin Clark is significantly is the leader of this team. It's one thing to, you know, throw your head back and let Charlie Brown, when Kate Martin misses a three or Gabby Marshall misses a wide open three, whatever it might be. It's different when you're a professional and you're not the leader of the team yet. And we saw that with Aaliyah Boston try to kind of, hey, come over here. You need to chill out. Let's settle in. Whatever that conversation might have been that Caitlin Clark clearly wanted no part of. But I think her personality and on-court demeanor is something that she is, just like her game, is going to have to grow if she wants to be successful in the WNBA.
All right, we'll get the TV ratings and the expansion of the WNBA coming up. But is there any player in recent vintage? I mean, the league's been around for 28 years. Everyone said, well, this is going to be historic. At least I was saying she'll probably have the greatest rookie season in the history of the league. Boy, I'm tapping that comment right now. I'm hitting the screeching brakes on that. I'm hitting not only the brakes, I'm pulling the emergency brake while the car's moving on that statement. She left me a little squeamish last night. I didn't realize, seriously, I haven't watched enough, Dom, to join you firsthand in assessing how quick, how good these other athletes are. These other players are damn good, very much akin to the men. You know, a veteran player is going to put heat on a rookie. The rookie coming out of college is going to have to adjust. Is there a player of recent vintage that had a rookie season that just shocked you? Was it Bird? Was it, of course, Taurasi's been around forever. Any rookie season that stands out in your recent vintage of observing the WNBA? Because I'm really interested in hearing this.
Yeah, not that I can think of. In terms of fanfare, I'll say Sabrina Ionescu's rookie year. There was a lot of fanfare because she was the big thing in college. She had the Kobe connection. Kobe was going to her games. He was trying to help grow women's sports. She went to New York. The bright lights of the Barclays Center. Now, I know it's not Madison Square Garden, but it's still New York. Again, I've only been actively watching it over the last 5 years or so, but I would probably say Sabrina is the one that stands out in terms of rookies. It's a league where it's not quite like the NBA, where you come in and you see a rookie dominate. It's very rare. It's rare enough in the NBA, but, you know, there have been moments where, you know, a Victor Wembanyama just clearly is, even as a rookie, a transcendental talent, that kind of guy. Even a Paolo Banchero, as a rookie, like, oh, hey, that guy's pretty good. Chet Holmgren. Okay, yeah, I can see it. This guy's got the skill.
Right.
I want to say 10 to 20, I forget the actual number, maybe 14 to 20 players that were drafted didn't make a roster. They were released. So that's just the nature of the WNBA, where you don't see a ton of rookies absolutely go off.
Well, last night on the mothership, NHL playoff hockey between the Boston Bruins, Florida, it was game five. Now, granted, Florida had a 3-1 edge and playing in their own building down in Sunrise, Florida. Well, the moon came out, the sun went down, and the Bruins found a way to win 2-1. Meantime, on ESPN2, Caitlin Clark, the Fever, season opener amid all the hype, the advertising, the promotional. Big disparity in terms of in-game or before-game buzz, but to have the WNBA beat an NHL playoff game head-to-head in the ratings last night, Dom, that stunned me. I was waiting for these numbers. Finally, they came out in the New York Post this afternoon on MSN. Does that surprise you before we get to expansion real quick? Let's hear.
It surprises me a little bit given that one of the teams was the Boston market. Boston fans love their sports. Hockey, obviously, big deal in the Northeast. I wouldn't expect the Florida Panthers fans to put too much TV time in to get a number, but I'm surprised with Boston. But like I told you, maybe 2 weeks ago, you asked me what some of the storylines I thought were going to be for the season, and one of them was the numbers and both attendance and television, and to pull in 2 million viewers on ESPN2 when there are NBA playoff games, NHL playoff games going on.
Amazing.
Tip my cap. Great job, WNBA. And you know what? The marketing has been great. Just social media, commercials. They're actually, it's a lot easier now than it was in years past to know when the hell the team or player you're interested is actually playing a game.
All right, Bay Area, Golden State, the Valkyries, I think that is the name, and then Toronto, I don't think they've been named yet. They're coming along in 26. Expansion, give me a quick hit. Let's start with the Bay Area and then go north of the border. What do you think?
I don't know if my microphone's picking up, but I'm rubbing my hands together. I'm excited. I'm ready for the Valkyries. I think it's a wonderful team name. For the people who aren't steeped in Norse mythology, I'm a nerd for it, so I'm all about it. Valkyries, essentially badass women warriors. It's same ownership. It's a great play on the team name of the Golden State Men's Warriors. The women are essentially women warriors. Yeah, and then there were other iterations of them. It's mythology. There's all kinds of different stories written. Some of them tie in. They would usher those who died in glorious battle to Valhalla, the Hall of the Gods. Valhalla, where we'll be playing the PGA Championship too, so a nice tie-in there. Very excited for that, and it's cool that Toronto's going to get a team too. I'm less excited about that for obvious reasons, because I got a team in my backyard now.
All right, let's name the Toronto team. There's a Raptor on the men's side. Do they play off the Raptor theme? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know why, but just something about it. Just hear me out. The Toronto Frost, that's not something that's been tossed out there. That's just the first thing I came up with, and really? I kind of like it. Toronto's not like freezing like the middle of Canada, but that's the first thing that came to mind, and I like it.
Well, don't forget, Toronto is akin to Hollywood in the United States. They do a lot of movie filming, a lot of post-production on movies, maybe a playoff, a Hollywood theme. Who knows? We'll find out. All right, we're coming back. Golf update across the way. We're teeing off at Valhalla PGA and our regional tournaments across the country. We're keeping an eye for you here on Sports Overnight.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All right, our look at golf is presented by American Premium Vodka. Nate McCoy, minus 468, Ankeny, Iowa, out at Boss Landing in Pella, Iowa. I want to give him a shout-out. His dad, Mike McCoy, 2013 Masters, got in, won the 2013 Mid-Amateur. Trent Linderman, minus three, is second. I want to give them a shout-out. All right, here's the other good news. Happy Gilmore 2. Netflix announced it today. Adam Sandler is back as Happy Gilmore. Now, remember, this is Sandler, who is a New England guy, New Hampshire, Manchester, New Hampshire, wearing that Bruins jersey in Happy Gilmore, an aspiring hockey player, found his new talent in golf. In an effort to save his grandmother's house from foreclosing, he enters a golf tournament, faces off against McGavin. Remember? Happy Gilmore. Good job. All right, NBA, NHL, away we go. I'll tell you right now, I think we're going to see a Game 7 in New York on Sunday. So how about that? We could have Caitlin Clark, Indiana Fever, Breanna Stewart, New York Liberty, Saturday in Brooklyn, Sunday night, Madison Square Garden, maybe a Game 7, but we'll see. That game has been moved Thursday to Friday. Obviously, the women are going to play at Indianapolis on Thursday. So they're flip-flopping games like they did in the preseason little switcheroo there. All right, great job out of the whole crew. Again, PGA, love the majors, and we're getting down to crunch time, right? I mean, before you know it, it's Father's Day weekend, U.S. Open, obviously this year, at a great, great course, Pinehurst number two, so we look forward to that. All right, we appreciate Dan Schlossberg, his book on Hammer and Hank Aaron, 50 years in a month, a little over a month, since the shot heard round the modern world, home run number 715 to surpass Babe Ruth at the time, Barry Bonds since, and we know what happened with that situation. All right, great job out of the whole crew. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll catch you tomorrow here across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline. Adios.